right, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Couch Potato Sports Report on this beautiful Friday evening. I got my buddy Malcolm Cooley in the house tonight, along with Dex, Dex Duff, doing on the ones and twos.
What's up?
And, just a great day, guys. And, of course, we're the podcast to talk about sports. Well, we talk about it around the water cooler. Malcolm, you talk about it at work, talk about sports when you're sitting around with your buddies, and therefore it makes this like a sit back, relax, and smoke a cigar and talk about all the stuff going on in sports.
Yeah. Bro, we got a live party already. We got Smoke, The Grass is Blue, and Borga.
All right. Welcome, guys.
What's up, Smoke?
So, yeah, we're going to kick it right off, and let's get it with the big news coming out. Bronny James going to get in the transfer portal and enter the NBA draft. And that's big news because everybody wondering why he doing it. Because he ain't really. Don't nobody talk about Bronny's efforts on the court. They just talk about decisions that are being made. So, Malcolm, give me your thoughts on Bronny wanting to go on into the NBA.
Well, you got a first-class ticket, obviously, because of his father. As far as him, he'll get a shot. Whether or not it'll be a legitimate shot to where, as far as he'll have a good career, it still remains to be seen.
Yeah, it's just, it makes you speculate on why, you play your freshman year of college coming off of the cardiac arrest you had, and nothing was spectacular.
I was going to say, normally those things happen when I average 35 a game.
Yeah.
I know I'm going,
and yeah. Everybody projecting.
Yeah.
And, LeBron said last week that he knows that his time is getting short in the NBA. He said that he wanted to play with his son. So it makes you wonder, is that the reason why, Bronny's going to come out? I don't know the kid personally. I ain't seen him play a lot, but what I have seen, I just wasn't too impressed. So can Bronny make a G League team?
The only way, only thing I can see is tickets. People buy tickets.
Just to see the spectacle.
Yes, yes.
Just because I can't see an NBA team that he can make right now. Not even the Charlotte Hornets. Or what are they? The Bobcats, the Hornets, whatever they are.
The Pistons.
I mean, I don't even know if Bronny could play with them. I mean, they only won 13 games.
Right.
And, I don't have a clue. Dak, what's your thoughts on Bronny?
I think part of the problem, there's like a lot of things that are going on with him. One, he goes to a school that is in one of the most beautiful places in the entire world, that has some of the most beautiful women in the entire world. For me, that's a major distraction right there. Hands down, no question about it. No. Just starting off. Second, he goes to USC. When was the last time USC had a good basketball team?
I can't remember, but
That's my point.
And he's transferring. So
yeah, he's transferring. I mean, he'll probably go somewhere else that can develop him. And I think he kind of needs to get away from his dad to develop. I know that sounds crazy.
But he can't.
I know he can't. But I'm saying he needs to get away from his dad, find a team to where he can just concentrate on developing. He's also born on third base as far as,
Right.
Him being wealthy, he doesn't have that hunger like his dad may have had, sitting in Ohio starving or whatever.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have that internal drive going on other than ego stroking. You know what I mean? It's not like he's making syrup sandwiches anytime soon.
Yeah.
He's probably rolling up to school in like a Rolls Royce or whatever, a Range Rover or something. Something that starts with an R.
Yeah.
I don't know. But my point is that what is his motivation? Then you also got to factor in size. He's only like what, 6'1"?
Yeah, maybe.
He's He's a little light.
He don't even look that big on the court on TV. Yeah.
And it's crazy. He has to me. I think he has the potential to be a decent college player. But after that, I don't know if there's a drive other than fulfilling his father's legacy. I don't know if it's there. So,
well, Malcolm, I'm gonna go to you with. Now he says that they're saying that he could. Okay, you get in the transfer portal to. How does that coincide with him being in the portal and then going to the NBA? If he gets in the portal, and they say he's transferring, but he get in the NBA draft, what does that mean?
And I know if I were a coach, I would be skeptical.
Yeah,
because I need to fill that slot with some scholarship money with a person who's going to do something for my team. Okay. I don't know if he has aspirations for that. He's going to take up a slot that you can't go and get that 5-star recruit.
Right, right. I mean, again, it's puzzling because we don't really know the ins and the outs of, you know, why you. I can see you transferring, okay, to a college team, but to go to the NBA and scouts are not even talking about you. Even when they did talk about him, they said he wasn't that good.
And well, it's just because you can. That's the thing. He knows he can.
Yeah.
The scuttlebutt on the chat is that he, after, you know, 3 or 4 hours of the internet making fun of him, he's actually decided to just sort of stay in college and just go with the transfer portal.
Yeah. Okay.
But I don't know, man. I don't really see him going very far with either way. I mean, what college team is going to take him? Because the one thing you got to factor in is NIL.
Okay.
Who's going to get his NIL rights? So.
Well, so let's talk about LeBron. So I'm sure LeBron is playing some role in this.
Zero question about it.
Okay. So that's what I'm saying. Malcolm, what do you think LeBron is telling his son?
That's a tough one, because I know LeBron is used to winning. He's used to being at the top of his game. And yes, he has your bloodline, but I don't see the results coming from that.
Because, you know, you got to put in the work off the court.
There's no easy way around it.
Right. You got to put in the work. You got to shoot 500-600 shots a day. You got to. You got to run. You got to be in shape. And I wonder if his heart plays some kind of part in maybe his work ethic, maybe. Because I'm sure he's still a little apprehensive about what happened to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm wondering how much of that heart attack has to deal with, like, cocaine and shit like that. I'm not putting that rumor out there that he did it. But I'm wondering how much that has to do with it. But, you know,
well, I think it come out that there was no drugs or anything in his system.
Okay. Well, then, you know, I'll eat my words.
But cool. you just never know. You know, of course, we probably won't never know for 20 years what actually happened.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, maybe when he writes a book or something like that. But I just find it ironic that you don't want to keep putting the work in college and getting better that way, because you're young, bro.
Yeah.
You're not 20. He's not 21 yet.
And I know, as a teammate, that would tick me off, because either you in or you're out. I mean.
Now, okay, get in depth on that, Malcolm. Now, how would that tick you off as his teammate?
Well, I know when I played college basketball, we had practice twice a day.
Yeah.
And it wasn't easy. Getting up at 6 in the morning, having practice for 2 hours, getting something to eat, then going to class, and then having practice after class is over.
Right.
There's a lot of work that goes into that. A
lot of work.
If he's not willing to go through that sweat and tears, the good, the bad, the ugly, I'm tired, my legs hurt, I'm sore, I still got this exam to take. There's a lot that goes into trying to be a college student, college athlete.
Yeah. Plus the work you got to put in on your own.
Yeah.
You know, you got to put in work on your own.
I'm gonna give you a little bit of pushback there, Malcolm, because I think as a teammate, you know, if he decides to go to, like, a small school, him being there is automatically gonna put more shine on me. So if you were, you know, Midland, you know, pretty good, no matter what team you were on, and he comes in and all of a sudden there's more screen time being shown to you, maybe you get a couple assists, a couple rebounds, or whatever. You're being seen more because simply because the cameras are pointed in his direction.
And then you're exactly right. I guess my biggest caveat to that, I need to result in winning.
This
winning
is true.
Cures anything for me.
Hey, zero question about that. I'm still saying if I'm dropping 30 every night and he's on the team and, you know, I'm playing for, I don't know, Creighton, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I'm being featured simply because he went to the school. Those are my feelings upon it.
Mm-hmm.
So well, I'll take all judgments.
Well, see, that's where we're at. I think when the news came out, everybody's, in particular media, they're like, well, like what are you doing, bro? I mean, what? Because even the media got to have something to go on,
right?
And we don't have, you know, we don't have anything to go on really, other than his name.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking that LeBron has a plan. LeBron said on Ask Stevie, I know my time is short. He said, I'm definitely not going to play another 20 years.
Of
course. Right. So, okay, Bronny, I'm going to get you in the NBA and maybe we can play together for a minute and then I'm going to retire.
Or they can both play in China.
Well, that's true now.
That's all I'm saying. They can both play in China. You know what I mean?
And let's talk about the kid. This kid is still a kid. Mm-hmm. As far as I know, you know, he doesn't get in any trouble. He's a good kid.
Right.
And all those things. But, and Dick, you said he wants to get away from his dad. But
No. I think he should get away from his dad to have his own identity. Right now, we've heard more from his dad than we've actually heard from him.
I agree.
On the subject. I think sometimes you got to forge your own identity because he doesn't have that, like that Black Mamba drive, you know what I mean? To where he's going to analyze everything that his opponent is doing so he can figure it out. He doesn't have that internal drive.
Well,
and it's not like I think also part of this is factoring in is Prime, Coach Prime.
Mm-hmm.
He's got two sons that are outstanding athletes. His daughter is an outstanding athlete. Yeah. Then he has another son that has resided to being a media guy.
Yeah.
And he's kind of helping out.
They flourish.
Yeah. Yeah. He's helped out that legacy altogether. Shador is pretty tight. I don't know how far he's going to go in the NFL, but so far so good. Same thing with Shiloh. Shiloh can pop you.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping, you know, a lot of this isn't trying to keeping up with the Joneses.
Okay.
You know, and not just this huge ego stroke because for Bronny, that can fall apart and hurt him more than it hurts his dad. So
that's right. True. Would you say, you know, before we close this segment, would you say that look, Bronny knows he's limited.
Yeah.
He got to know it.
Yeah.
So he's got to use his dad a little bit to get what he want.
Yeah.
You know, that's evident. So,
truth of the matter, there's nothing really wrong with that. I think everybody would even
exactly
if you had that.
Yeah, it's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
but again, you got to look at the tape.
Yeah,
and the tape is not showing you a whole lot. You know,
I mean, there's also it's like having a stage mom or an athlete parent. There's that added internal pressure. You know, if your dad's the coach, and let's say your dad played in the NBA, you got pressure from the minute you wake up in the morning to the time you go to bed at night. You have all honestly, that pressure
I to can succeed, relate to that man. Firsthand because my son, Malcolm II, felt pressure. But he was great. And I'm not saying it because he was my son. He ran track. He's the first coolie to ever letter in swimming. Yeah. He did a lot of things that I never thought I could do.
Right.
Yeah. But and I'm like, just you be yourself. I wanted him to get off the pressure of trying to be me.
Yeah.
I wanted him to be himself.
Yeah, you want that. Yeah. I mean, as a parent, you should want that. You know, everybody wants
to be proud of their kid. Yeah.
You're always going to have your Archie Mannings. You know what I'm saying? You're always going to have those kind of people. You're going to also have the McCaffreys, you know, you're going to have all sorts of people that, you know, impress upon their sons.
Yeah.
But, you know, and every once in a while you'll have a King Griffey Jr.
Yeah.
You know, but you got to let your kids flourish on their own and not push them towards it. So,
well, anyway, good luck, you know, good luck to Bronny. You know, I want to wish him the best.
Yeah.
He seems like an outstanding young man. I mean, And then I just hope, you know, he's making the right decision. I wonder what happened at USC to make him want to transfer.
The coach got fired at USC. So
what's their record? Pull up their record.
USC's record?
Yeah.
It's a Shakespearean tragedy is what it is.
Because USC was pretty good when Double O played at Okongwu for the Hawks. Weren't they pretty good then? 2 years back?
I don't know.
They were
No, they weren't. We'll see what their record is.
We all know that they're a football school anyway.
Yeah, they're a football school. Yeah.
So, you know, good luck to Bronny on that. And, you know, we wish you the best, man. You know, I'm sure as a million other kids wish they had the same opportunity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully it'll work out. And hopefully
15 and 18.
Okay.
The closest success I can recall USC having is Love and Basketball. So you can thank Spike Lee.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, OJ Mayo.
Yeah, OJ Mayo.
Yeah. That was like the last kid player.
And he's not in the NBA anymore, is he?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. If Smoke, he is, he's not playing.
Right. Yeah. Smoke says that he hopes he ends up at Notre Dame. Smoke, I gotta commend your timing because he's wearing his Notre Dame sweatshirt. So thank you for that. I appreciate that laugh, sir.
Smoke, I wish you could have seen my face when Dex said that. And you know, hopefully the Hawks and Landry Fields don't get this wild idea where if we pick Bronny, we'll get LeBron at 40. Come on. So, you know, I don't know. But, you know, I wish the kid the best. Yeah. And especially for his health, because what he went through, I don't wish it on nobody.
Nah, man.
And, you know, just to come back and play basketball, that's a big accomplishment.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah. All right, Dick, let's take a quick break, baby. And when we come back, we're going to switch over to them Atlanta Hawks and talk about some of the things they're doing. They actually made the play in.
I can tell by that smile on your face, bro.
Back in a minute, guys.
If you're involved in a serious car, motorcycle, or truck wreck, call Cole Law at The Law Firm. That's 770-382-6000 here in downtown Cartersville. For 30 years, Cole has handled thousands of injury cases and will help anyone that's been injured due to carelessness. Remember, if you're involved in a wreck, do not talk to the other person's insurance company. Instead, call Cole Law at 770-382-6000. It doesn't cost anything to call Cole, except a deserved settlement.
Hey, this is producer Dex with the Couch Potato Sports Report. I have so much fun watching these guys talk about sports like they're sitting around a water cooler. There are a few things that can compare to sharing your peace of mind about something that you care about. Have you ever thought about telling the world what you know? That's where Podbean comes in. Podbean is a podcast platform that combines live streaming, analytics, a website, and more all in one place. You can create, record, distribute, manage, and monetize your pod from a desktop or phone app. Start with the basic free plan and receive a $100 credit for advertising to build your audience. Now go to the show notes, click up the link, and you will receive a $100 advertising credit when you start your podcast today. Also, it's a great way to support the show.
All right, coming back on this beautiful, beautiful Friday afternoon, 7 o'clock in the evening. I mean, I'm sorry, 6:20 in the evening. And the days are getting longer, Deck. It's about deck time. It's about Boston butt time. I mean, you know, I'm just excited. You know, we didn't even have much of a winter.
No.
Winter.
I hope not.
And and now we're going into spring, and it, you know, it's just a wonderful time. I love this time of year, Malcolm. And you know, we get to talk about sports, and the days are longer.
Yes, sir.
Man, you know what I'm saying? I'm giddy about it. So, you know, and of course, when you get to spring, you winding down on the NBA. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we got to talk about them Atlanta Hawks. And I want to talk about one thing that we touched on it last week about the Hawks. They've won 7 of the last 9 games.
Okay.
They've actually been playing well. You know, a couple of weeks ago, they beat Boston twice in 1 week. Who saw that coming? And they beat some pretty good teams. They gave Milwaukee a run for the money. Mm-hmm. They gave Golden State a run for the money, which I think if we had another player, I think we could have possibly won that game.
Yeah, shot selection was skeptical.
And so then we go into last night. And I think we played well for 3 quarters. And then I think at the end we ran out of gas because, you know, without Trey, you getting scoring from a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And, you know, watching that game last night, I know you watched it too, Malcolm, and I could just see you talked about shot selections. We lose last night. Mm-hmm. And who do we play? I forgot. Anyway, it'll come to
Dallas.
Dallas. The Mavericks, yeah. With Luka. Luka didn't even score in the first quarter, really. I think he might have had 2 or 3 points, if that. And then we get down to the end of the game, and we had many times to win that game and come back. And our shot selection was just awful.
Unfortunately, you almost fall into the same, I guess you can say, syndrome of a Michael Jordan. You can't get an easy basket. We don't have anybody that can get easy baskets when Trey is not there.
Well, you know what? I just think, again, to me, it goes back to that. We can't go inside. Lord help Clint Capella. I mean, you just can't throw the ball inside to Clint Capella and expect a lot because you're not going to get nothing. And Bruno has been playing spectacular this last month. Mm-hmm. And Bruno got in some early foul trouble with Bruno Fernando, the third string center, who has played outstanding. But again, we pulling up for threes in a crucial time of the game. We even got the game down to 8.
Right.
7 or 8. And we couldn't go. We stayed on 93 points for 8 minutes. Mm.
Yeah, that's a long time.
That's terrible. This is in the fourth quarter. You had numerous times to score. Not one time did we try to drive the basketball, go to the line, to get a high percentage shot. What are we doing, Dak?
Rumor has it they were specifically trying to upset you. I'm putting that rumor out, though, so I don't know.
It's just frustrating. And I got to give DeAndre Hunter some love. The boy's been playing a lot better.
Yeah.
I got to give him that. But again, at about the 4-minute mark, we ran out of gas. I saw guys walking.
Well, I even saw they had free layups.
Switch back over to Clint Capella.
Yeah.
They threw in the ball. I have no idea what kind of layup he did and did not hit iron. Mm. I'm like, Clint, what? Just try to slam it so they'll foul you.
Exactly.
Just try to slam it. You don't need to be laying the ball up.
Ever should never lay it up.
I mean, so I, you know, you got Garrison Matthews. He hit some threes last night. I got to give him that because I still think he's a G League player. Mm. And then you got Creek. What's his name? That
Creek
something. Creek. The other kid who has played well down this stretch.
Vit Krejcja.
Yeah. Okay. He's played well. Yeah. They've, you know, they've been playing good team basketball. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we make the play in though. We win the game the night before because I think that was a back to back maybe. Or it might have been a day in between. So we win the game before last night, and we make the play-in.
Yeah.
So we get in the play-in. Mm-hmm. So that's an accomplishment for this team.
Yeah, but then they gotta play the Nuggets tomorrow, and that's going to turn into a snuff film.
Probably so.
Probably so.
But I got to say this. they've been playing good team, but they've even been playing better defense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I really think last night we ran out of gas. You know, Deontay Murray, he had a kind of an off game.
Yeah.
Jalen Johnson only had 6 points. He's your three. You got to get more out of your power forward than 6 points a game. Up until then, he was going 15 and 10. He had a triple-double the night before.
Yeah, even if he doesn't put in points, the rebounds.
Yeah.
To give us second chance shots. That's what you need.
That's right. And I think Jalen, he's too passive at times. Mm-hmm. He's too passive. You got to understand, we need points out of you because you got Murray, you got Hunter, and then right now, and then you got to have that third person that's putting points and rebounds
up. There's a certain selfishness that you got to have.
Yeah, you said it, Malcolm, and I said when I'm watching, I said, guys, shoot the ball. You right in the paint.
Yes.
Go, why are you kicking it back out?
I saw that a couple of times. I couldn't believe it.
I'm like,
matter of fact, if I were a coach, I would have used a timeout.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I would get in this jock and say, I want you to shoot the ball, and if you don't shoot it, you're coming out the game.
Yeah.
Or you can say, if you don't shoot it, I'll shoot you, like my dad said. So,
well, apparently,
that's coaching for you.
You know, Bogey had an off game last night. And apparently, that was a little blow up the other night with Bogey and Quinn on the sidelines.
Okay.
And of course, Quinn and them played it off. You know, Quinn said, you know, we're in a good spot. We just being competitive and passionate. Now, if that was Draymond Green, would that be the same conversation?
Not without getting punched in the lip.
He'd be a cancer to the team.
He would be a cancer. Now, you said it, Malcolm.
I think sometimes he does that to get the night off. Like, man, I got my check, man. Let me just get on out of here.
Want that type of player on my team. Mm-hmm. I would love to have him on my team.
Well, not to the extent that Trayvon is now.
Well, the thing
I think
is,
he's gone overboard.
There's another,
and I know we switched.
There's got to be another attitude on the team that can match his.
Okay, that's true. Somebody that's going to take over that locker
side.
Room
yeah.
and say, look, bro,
yeah,
that's enough.
Because you're doing your thing, but now it's hurting us. So.
Yeah, I feel like there aren't any leaders on that team.
Right.
This is like that's just a bunch of, you know, Walmart greeters.
Well, I think Murray has tried. If I'm thinking, you know, Murray is a dog.
Yeah.
And I think because he gets on Garrison Matthews about shooting a basketball, shoot it.
Yeah.
You know, stop sitting out panting. So I think Murray got a little bit of that. But so I think Murray needs to get in Johnson's jock and say, look, bro, I need you. I can't do it every night.
Yeah.
30 and 40 points a night. I don't want
to
do that.
There should be a time when we need to do it.
That's exactly,
the thing.
That's
it's exactly. Time to turn it on.
That's right. And so, you know, Hawks get in the play-in. I think they would have to play the Bulls coming up in the play-in tournament. A winnable game. That's who we beat the other night.
I would salivate right now.
Yes. So if you get to play the Bulls, you know, you should be ready. But the question I want to ask is, does Trae Young, the Atlanta Hawks organization, do you hold Trae on out for the rest of the year? Or do you try to get him back? Because they played more team ball. I'm a Trae Young fan. I think you need that star. And I think Trae is the best point guard we've had in a long time. Yes, he's ball dominant. Does that take the ball out of DeAndre Murray's hand, Malcolm, to where when him and Trae are on the court at the same time?
I think so because, one, I don't know if DeJounte ask or demand the basketball. It's almost like they're okay with deferring to him and just living with whatever the result is going to be. Mm-hmm. So
because people have said that – and I just think people come to two quick conclusions. All I hear is that's not working with him and Trae. That's not working with him and Trae. We got Murray last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of the season. So you've given him a half a season to a whole season to say that's not working. I don't agree with that. I think that you make that work because Murray has showed you what he can do.
Absolutely.
So what you're going to do is, you know, they always talk about trading him or trading Trae. So what you're going to do is you're going to give up one of them to try to get more players. And then if you don't get no dogs, all you're going to be doing is redeveloping the same again.
Player.
The same player.
Yeah.
So when I hear all these media people talk about it ain't working, and that, well, you got to give it time to work. You know, you need more than a season and a half to get all of that together, because they are both two ball dominant guys.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, come on, look at Golden State. What's his name?
Thompson.
Yeah, Thompson and Step. Mm-hmm. They both kind of ball dominant a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's working.
Yeah.
That works. So you're going to tell me just because you hearing people say it's not working, then you say, oh, it ain't working.
Well, and like I keep telling you, winning cures all.
Winning cures all.
If they can win a basketball game, and my point is find a way.
Find a way.
The shot is not on. Find a way.
You better preach, boy. Yeah,
sometimes it's going to be a nasty win. It ain't going to look good. Find a way. That will cure all else.
As long as you win.
Yeah.
As long as you win. And I'm just, you know, Dak, you know, you done heard me say it many times. I'm tired of losing.
You ain't never heard that, man.
I'm tired of losing, Dak.
Man, that's one of your favorite things, dude, is losing.
And see, these Atlanta Hawks, they got to beat teams. In order to get to another level, you got to beat teams like the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah.
You know, you got to beat teams like Golden State.
Yeah.
You got, in order to be another level, you got to beat the teams that are on another level. Don't you think?
Absolutely. And that's when you're going to ask more of your big men. I think that's when they need to just take over a game. When have they gotten a flagrant foul just for being physical?
Yeah. Bruno has gotten what they didn't call it. They get him on a lot of moving screens, stuff right. like that. But Bruno, I'm going to tell you, Bruno is brutal in there. And I love it because Clint Capela ain't.
Yeah.
And Okongwu is not.
They don't put fear in anybody.
They don't put fear in anybody. So at least we get in the play-in. We're going to see what happens. And Dak, the question I want to ask you is Quinn Snyder doing a good job?
Quinn Snyder is doing the best job he can with what he has. I don't know what more he could do without making some trades. Because the most he's going to get out of these guys is what he's currently getting out of them, and that is it.
Believe it or not, I agree with you.
I
really do. I think Quinn is a excellent coach. But you're gonna have to get him some players some kind of way. And I've said it many times, you build with Murray, Young, and Johnson.
Yeah.
Everybody else can get the hell out of town.
Oh, yeah. They're going to have to trade because there's nobody coming out of this next draft that's going to be worth it, anybody worth talking about. So,
and another guy, Trent Forrest, the point guard, so passive. He's scared to shoot the ball. And I would have rather kept Patty Mills, that will shoot the ball, than this guy.
Yeah. Patty Mills.
Yeah, Patty Mills.
Patty Mills.
Because Trent Forrest passes up shots all the time. You got to shoot it. Get in the gym.
And then
shoot.
Yes. Are you afraid?
I mean, he under the goal and you know, he drives to the basket, gets to the basket and passes.
Mm.
So, I just want to win, man. I just want to win. Atlanta, I'm sorry, man. I just want to win. I'm tired of losing. Look, the Atlanta Hawks have a great fan base.
Yeah.
If we win.
Yeah, if you win, yeah.
It's people there every night, and we are.
Oh, I know those people. They work there.
I mean, you got Lil Boosie always sitting on the front row, and then if we win some big games, Lil Wayne and all them will show up. But you got those loyal fans that go to the Hawks game all the time. And we stay with mediocrity. And you got to get some dogs somewhere. I don't know where you got. Go to the dog pound.
You know, a friend of mine, he's a huge Cubs fan. And he made this really good point And he said the biggest problem with the Cubs, this is when they were losing, the biggest problem with them is the fans. The fans are going to be loyal no matter what.
And they are.
Yeah. And so they don't, the organization doesn't press to put out, you know, a good team. Now, once they got Theo Epstein, they were. And yeah. I think that's kind of the problem is if the fans start putting foot to ass, then they'll start putting, they'll start spending a couple bucks and getting all the right people.
Well, I'm going to tell you, what's his name? The GM we had before Landry Fields, Travis Slink. Mm-hmm. Travis Slink was doing a hell of a job. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you want to change course. I mean, he was doing it. Danny Ferry did Donnie a great Ferry. Job. Huh?
Yeah, Donnie Ferry.
Donnie Ferry did a great job. Mm-hmm. And because they had that look, to me personally, I don't think they should have fired him. You know, have a conversation with what happened and move on.
Yeah.
I mean, because that wasn't detrimental.
Right. You almost wonder if they're afraid of success.
That's a good point, man. What that?
But, you know, in fairness to firing Danny Ferry, he constantly had that confused look on his face, like he doesn't know how to download a PDF.
What?
Yeah, exactly. That look right there. That, yeah. I'm ready to fire you from the podcast based off of that look. Just putting that out there.
He gonna fire me from my podcast.
Yeah, I'm gonna fire you from your podcast.
That boy got some balls.
We're gonna talk about nothing but soccer. That's it, bro. That is it.
But Landry Fields, I just don't have no confidence in this guy. He takes over for Travis Slink. Travis Slink had us moving, I feel, in the right direction. Mm-hmm. We got to the finals, to the conference finals. And then I think the reason why they got rid of him because he did not want to bring Murray here. Mm. He wanted to, but he felt like they was giving up too much.
Right.
They brought him anyway, so they went over his head. And then I think that was the beginning of the end for him. Mm. So Landry Fields has not proved anything to me yet. And, I guarantee if you ask 100 people who the Atlanta Hawks GM is, nobody's going to know. Ask 10 people. Right. Nobody's going to know.
I sent a message to Kobe Bufkin. He doesn't know.
Yeah. And Kobe played pretty good last night. Kobe Bufkin has been playing nice. He was in control of the offense last night when he came in, made some nice buckets, got a nice little left-handed jumper. He's got some promise. You know, he's going to have to get a little strong, but he's got some promise. But when we get in the play-in, that so what, Malcolm, how does it go? When you get in the play-in, you play two games, right? Uh-huh. So, if you lose two, you're gone.
Right.
If you lose the first one, you got your foot out the door. Do you like to play in?
Well, if you're a franchise or even a group of people that's not used to getting to the playoffs, yeah, because it gives you that chance.
Yeah.
And all I want is a chance.
Well, you basically, if you make the play in, that's your playoff.
Correct.
And I think the Miami Heat, they got in the play in and went all the way to the thing, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it can be done.
It's just like, giving a kid a make-a-wish. Next thing you know, John Cena's coming up for the rebounds and stuff. Is that what's going on here? We need a John Cena to push us around in our wheelchair and help us score some baskets.
He's just going off the rails.
I feel like that's the most appropriate metaphor we could possibly have. I've seen those kids. I've seen our team. All of them. Kidney cancer. All of them. Every last one of them.
Malcolm, give me your take on what the Atlanta Hawks need to do in this offseason. And I want you to give me your honest assessment, good or bad, what you think that they need to do.
Well, truthfully, as far as – and everybody could really love Clint Capella. We need a big man that can not only score, but can be a defensive stopper night in and night out. Somebody that they're going to be afraid of. They haven't had a pure shooter. We need one of those. And I don't mean the point guard because Trey is going to do it. But if he can come down and dish to somebody, that's going to create more space for them.
Yeah. So you got to go out and you got to get a shooter. So you talking about a European probably.
I was just gonna say that, dude. You're cheating off my homework.
Yeah.
You know what they need to do? Not to cut you off, Malcolm, but here it is. They need to send me to the back streets of Lithuania and the coast of the Nile so I can find some tall ass Sudanese. I will find you the little diamond in the rough. All right. Now I will do that for the team. I will charge you nothing more than $1 million. You're welcome. Throw in dental. We're good.
Unbelievable.
I know. That's hey, that's a gift, baby. That's you can't even group on that. So you're welcome.
And with that, let's take a break. Yeah. Guys, we'll be back in a minute. And we're going to talk a little bit about this college basketball coming up. It's down to cases. We got Final Fours on both ends. Stay with us.
This is Zuma Finicchio, the new voice of action. And when you hear my vibration, it is only here to help you to unlock the power of your mind to success consciousness. I am so excited to introduce the launch of the brand new collection, Think. Yes, this is the official Think brand. This is the brand that celebrates your brilliance. And by you being a faithful Couch Potato Sports Report listener, when you check out, you're going to get an additional 15% off when you put in the promo code T-Bird. Yes, I said it. You would get 15% off with the promo code T-Bird. Celebrate your brilliance. Go to the official thinkbrand.com.
All right, we're coming back on the Couch Potato Sports Report, and Malcolm just asked me a question. He said, what does smoking cigars do for you? Well, for me, never being a smoker, never being a drinker or anything, I kind of picked up smoking cigars my early 50s, and just a relaxation type thing. You just chilling, like in the springtime, mm-hmm. You got you a little fire pit going and you just chilling because you don't inhale.
Okay.
You know, but the tobacco, it can get in your system. And if you're not careful, you smoke it too fast. And this was a light cigar. That's why I know I was smoking it fast. It'll give you a little buzz. It just, and I don't like buzzes.
Yeah. I'm more of an edibles guy personally, but I got me a nice little, never mind, we'll talk about that later.
Well, Malcolm, that's why he's from Denver.
That's why I'm from Denver, baby. That's why I bring it. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
All right, Malcolm, what you got there?
Yeah, I just want to give a quick shout out to the chat. Angie joined us, Doc joined us, and the lovely Bella joined us. So thank you, guys.
Smoke, if you're still there, you smoke cigars, don't you?
I wonder if he's driving right now, so he may not be able to answer.
Yeah,
well. But
Smoke seemed like a guy that will smoke a cigar.
Hence the name.
And yeah, smoke cigar, chill. You know what I mean?
He says he does not smoke at all. Well, although I do have a video of him and a smoked turkey, so I don't know how much of that is a lie. You know, it was taken out of context. It could have been AI for all we know. So.
Yeah. Well, Smoke, you need to invite us when you got that smoked turkey going, because I need that turkey now.
You know it, brother.
Malcolm, mm-hmm. We got the Final Four going in college basketball, and it has been a doozy. And I know you want to give us some information on both ends.
Can I, before you interject, can I just say one thing? That it is beautiful that both UConn and NC State have both their men and women's teams playing.
Yeah, that's
great. I think that's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know how many times that's ever happened in history, but.
Yeah, good point, Dan.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, go ahead, Mel.
The crazy part, it's been those teams because Connecticut's girls are always there. So,
oh, yeah.
So when the men go,
yeah,
it's a Connecticut party.
Yeah. You know, Gino, I'm not a fan.
Yeah,
Gino.
See, the women need to scrimmage the men more so the men can get better. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's a good point. Go ahead, Mal.
Well, I'm looking at it to where it's going to ruin the show. I think it's South Carolina's tournament to lose, period.
I agree. I agree now.
When they decide to play some basketball, I don't see anybody that can stay with
them. This is the girls, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, I just love, you know, we've talked about that many times. I love Dawn Staley. I love her impact on her team. She does a lot of things off the court to bring them together. Mm-hmm. And I'm with you with that. I think they beat NC State. Mm-hmm. I'd be surprised if they didn't, but I think they do. They beat LSU pretty handily.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't mean to interrupt, but no, when you start talking about South Carolina, I just had to jump in there. Go ahead.
Well, and just even for the second one, that's a toss-up for me. I think that Connecticut should win because it's hard. I'm hard-pressed to see one person beat five.
Mm-hmm.
That's I'd be hard-pressed to see them.
Them in Iowa, right?
Correct.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Plus, not saying that Iowa's aren't a good team because they are.
Yeah.
But they have one shooter.
I'm just tired of hearing her name. I'm just so tired of hearing her name. Go away.
Yeah, I'm kind of that way too. Did you know that she flops a lot?
Yeah.
She kind of tries to be a little bully on the court. I'm mad at her. Get whatever edge you can, but that's not talked about.
Right, right. Well, because you want to paint her as almost just the heroine who just comes in and saves the day.
The new face.
But that's not her when she plays.
Right. Yeah. And then you talk about and don't get me wrong, I ain't taking no credit away from Iowa. They beat LSU legitimately. They beat them. Angel Reese had 20 rebounds.
Right.
Nobody said a word.
Exactly.
She was the SEC player of the year. Mm-hmm. Nobody said a word.
Yeah.
And yeah, Caitlin had 40. Outstanding player. But if you're going to talk about the good and the bad with one, you got to talk about the good and the bad with the other.
Oh, yeah. We both know why one is more heavily criticized than the other. Yeah. So I'm not even going to get on that point. But I will say with Miss Reese, I hope, you know, she has like a good rest of her career.
Going to the WNBA, she declared.
Yes, she is declared. All right, then she should be good to go. In fact, man, she'd be all right.
Yeah.
I hope she gets with a good team, though. That's what I hope.
She's going to have to be.
Yeah.
Because she can't carry a WNBA team.
Correct. Exactly.
Yeah. Go ahead and finish, Mike.
Well, with a guard, just guard play, being able to get her the basketball, she's going to flourish because she runs the court. She has really good spacing and she can get a shot.
And she's on the inside.
Yes.
She can be a dominant player, even with that left hand.
She hustles. And I'm a right-handed ball player, but I am so infatuated with left-handed play.
Yeah. And she, talking about Angel Reese, you ever notice when she shoots a free throw, she'll get ready to get it, and then she's like, I hate it. I hate it when she take that left hand and do like that before she shoot it. All right, finish up, man.
Yeah. Well, one thing I wish that she had a coach that can show her how to play. Like if Kenny Anderson was coaching a left-handed ball player, I know he would have them top-notch in every angle, not just offensively, but defensively as well. Mm-hmm. Because you have an advantage, they just never use it.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see him play, and I'm excited. I can't wait.
All right. What about the boys?
Well, and the men, to be honest with you, I'm pretty much big on Connecticut. Until somebody shows me different.
It's theirs to lose.
Until somebody shows me different, that team is tough.
They are. They are a well-rounded team. I would say they're well-coached.
Well, because even as with the opposition that Purdue is going to give you, mm-hmm. Connecticut still is – they have five guys that are tough.
Yeah, and Purdue got that big boy.
Correct.
That's a big guy. Yeah. And you got to find a way to maybe neutralize him on the boards because he takes up a lot of space.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and it's just you got to take the fear factor out of it, for one. I don't think Connecticut's afraid of getting bumped.
Yeah.
They have a big guy. I want to say he's number 32.
Yeah.
I can see him getting in the mixing it up with him easily.
Right.
Yeah.
Is your opinion, is the college game better than the pro game?
For effort, for me, yes. Until June.
Yeah.
That's when you see effort in the pros. So
yeah, that's true.
It's disheartening. For me, because I want to see it every night, and I might be a little bit overzealous by wanting that, but like I said, I don't like losing.
Nah, me and you both, and when Don't like losing, man.
Don't. I'm not saying nothing right now. And when I'm not saying nothing.
And when you take the court, it's got to be every. If I don't get nothing else, I got to get effort.
That's it. I mean, it's a privilege to be able to lace up those sneakers and get out there. So the least you could do is leave it all on the court.
That's right. Dad, give me your thoughts on who's going to win what in the girls and the bar.
Man, I am really kind of going for Don Staley and the crew. I love what they do day in, day out. Each game, they show nothing but love. And one of the things I really love most about Don is how classy she is to her players.
Right.
When, what's her name? Cardoza?
Camila Cardoza. Yes.
She hadn't seen her mom in forever. Right. And Don Staley, you know, put upon herself to bring both her mom and her sister out. And that moral play right there just said so much about like her character.
Right.
Like, you know, sometimes you need mom's home cooking. So, that was just one of the many things I like about her. You know, she's tough. She could easily coach, you know, in the NBA, but, and nobody would stop her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really think that she has the type of personality to put up with millionaires. So,
right. And she, Don Staley played the game at a high level. Now, I got to give it to Kim Mulkey did as well.
Yeah.
She played on the Lady Texters, and she played the game at a high level. She was feisty. She was all of that. But, you know, it's something about Don that it brings me. What are we laughing at?
Smoke. He says, y'all need to move on if you don't like losing. I like this guy. Speaking of which.
I don't like losing, Smoke.
He does. He just don't know it yet. Speaking of which, if you guys get a chance, 8 a.m. every Saturday morning, check out the Toilet Bowl Club. Always a good time. Live fun with my man Smoke and the lovely Angie. IDOC comes in. Humper. I show up usually at 8:30 because I don't get up at 8 o'clock in the morning.
So. Yeah.
But yeah, it's a good time. Check us out every Saturday morning, 8 a.m.
Well, cool with that. And so, Malcolm, who wins it all on both sides?
Well, I think that South Carolina is going to win the women's side.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I think it'll be a double-digit
win.
On the men's side, it's more of a hope. I would like to see Connecticut win. I think it's going to be a tough game. I think it'll be between them and Purdue.
Okay, so you got Purdue, you got Connecticut, you got Alabama, and you got who's the other team?
NC State.
NC State. Okay, so you going with Dick? Who you going with?
I'm with my man Malcolm here. I was thinking between it's gonna come down to between Purdue and UConn. Okay. It's just there's just too much toughness between those two teams. Yeah. So, plus, I don't like Alabama, so I said it. I said it.
I don't either.
I said it.
And you know, my take is I'm wanting down them to win it all again. And the men, I think it's going to be Connecticut as well. And I really don't care. To me, I'm watching the women because I love what they bring in. I think women's basketball has just went to another level. You've got stars now. Where maybe in the past you didn't have as many stars.
Right.
Now you've got stars across the board, and they are playing well. Kudos to Caitlin Clark. She's helped bring that about, along with Angel Reese, along with my girl from Hidalgo from Notre Dame. They're just playing so nice. And when you look at South Carolina's team, I think if they put, is it Flo J's on LSU, right?
Yes.
Okay. Who's the girl? I forget the girl on South Carolina. My buddy told me today, but if they put her on Caitlin Clark, I think she settles her down a little bit.
But see, they have multiple people that could guard.
They can throw at her.
Yeah.
So that's going to be interesting if we get to that.
Right.
You know. And by the way, if you look at it, it's probably going to be South Carolina and Iowa, wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
In the finals. Yeah. So anyway, that's what I'm hoping. And then, of course, if they do win it all, they get what they got to win two more games to go undefeated.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be great, man.
Yeah.
And Dawn is just, I just, she's outstanding. I mean, they're their whole thing is outstanding. She a great recruiter. They pulling in players from all over. So
superlatives all around.
Yeah. So
great. Superlatives. Man, I haven't heard that word in a while.
Yeah, hey, see, they don't have Malcolm, they don't have senior superlatives in Denver, do they?
Gotcha. They do. It's just I haven't been a senior in forever. So there's that. And I didn't have any superlatives. So
Anyway, there you have it with college basketball. The Braves opened their first homestand of the season tonight against the Diamondbacks. Braves got the best offense in the league. Long as they, you know, keep hitting that baseball, our pitching is better. Our starting pitching is better. Our bullpen is better. We lost our starting catcher to an oblique injury. And we brought up Chadwick Trump. And so we still ain't missing a beat because you got Travis d'Arnaud, who is a catalyst.
Yeah.
And then you got Adam Duvall in that lineup with Kelnick. I just love it.
Even if they don't catch, they're back.
Right. Yeah. And see, everybody, it's Dodgers. Everybody want to talk about them damn Dodgers. I'm tired of the Blue. I'm tired of Freddie. I'm tired of Mookie. Who the other cat they got?
Shohei Ohtani.
I'm tired of Ohtani. We ain't heard nothing about no gambling no more. I wonder why.
How do you say gambling in Japanese?
If that was Marcell Ozuna, it would be we still be talking about it. Some kind of way it's done went under the table. So I'm tired of the Dodgers. I don't want to talk about no Dodger dogs. I don't want to talk about a Chavez Ravine. The Dodgers are on ESPN every night. They on MLB every night. I'm tired of them. I don't want to talk about them, Dick.
I'm on a laxative commercial, too.
You probably did.
I probably did.
The Dodgers, and they ain't won diddly.
How do you really feel?
Good God Almighty, I'm tired of them, Malcolm. Let's talk about Ronald Acuna Jr., reigning MVP.
Before we do that, we got to address the fact that they do play the D-bags, and that team is pretty good.
They are pretty good. They really are. But we are too. Okay. We are the best team, I feel, in the National League.
Was that the most positive, I know you are, but what am I, I've ever heard of in my entire life? Because that was good.
Yeah. I want people to talk about the Atlanta Braves the way they talk about the Dodgers. We got, from top to bottom, we got the best lineup in baseball. Yeah. I don't care what nobody said.
I'm going to have to agree with you on that one. They are pretty good.
Put the Atlanta Braves on ESPN. Let's see. You got 162 games. The Dodgers play on ESPN 50 out of them 162. I know.
Ain't nobody watching ESPN. I can't even spell ESPN.
I'm tired of it. And then when you go to MLB Network, they supposed to be regional covering all these games. They got the Dodgers on. Nobody give a damn about no Dodgers. I'm tired of it.
I feel like you do.
I'm tired of it, Malcolm. So let's talk about them Braves. Let's go top to bottom.
Something positive.
Top to bottom. Ronald Acuna Jr. leading off. Ozzie batting second. Austin Riley fourth. Third. Matt, the first baseman.
Hey, I can't never remember his last name. So mad right now. He's so mad.
Matt Olson in hitting cleanup. Then when you get to the fifth spot, Marcell Ozuna hit two home runs in Chicago the other night.
Yeah.
Then this is five now. Okay. You get to six, you probably gonna pencil in Travis d'Arnaud. Mm-hmm. Seven, you got Michael Harris. Eight, you got Duvall or Kelnick, and then nine, you're going to go with that catcher, Trump, probably, or whoever.
Trump,
anyway,
yeah.
Look at that lineup. I mean, you there's not a weak spot in there.
There's
no easy out. And we don't get near about the press that the L.A. Dodgers get. And their bottom half ain't near about as good as ours. Talk about the defense. Kellen he's got off to a good start, regular season. Adam Duvall is a gold glove outfield.
Yes, sir.
Michael Harris should have had a gold glove last year. Exactly. Should get it this year. Ronald Acuña should have had, should get one this year.
Yeah.
I mean, go around the infield. Matt Olson, gold glove first baseman. Ozzie Albies, gold glove second baseman. You got, Arcia in the lineup. Arcia hitting the ball well, starting early. This boy got a glove at short.
Yes, sir. And an arm.
And an arm. Oh, yeah. A bazooka. Go to third base. You got Austin Riley. Very underrated third baseman. Should have had a gold glove last year. They talking about him getting multiple MVPs. Mm. Okay. Then you got Murphy. Gold glove catcher. All-star catcher. You got Darno, backup. All-star catcher. You go to the starting five. You got Sale has pitched well. Charlie Martin got a win the other day.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you got Freed. Yeah, he had a strikeout. The ump didn't call it. Then it falls apart. But you think about it. Freed's going to pitch well.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Then Lopez that we picked up came in and started and pitched well. Fifth starter came in and pitched well. Talk about these Atlanta Braves because, 2021 we win the World Series. Last year we win 104 games. Talk about these Atlanta Braves like you talk about them Dodgers. Who ain't done diddly? I'm sick of the Dodgers. I don't want to talk about them no more. Smoke, if you listening, I don't want to talk about no Dodgers. Am I clear?
Are they going to be the team whose name should not be named anymore? Or? Like we treat
just put Freddie. An asterisk beside it. Asterisk.
The asterisk. LA asterisk, Anaheim asterisk, or whatever.
And you know, our boy Ron Washington is in Anaheim.
I didn't know.
He's the manager of Anaheim Angels.
Him and Eric Young.
Yeah. Yep. Eric Young's third base coach. Wish them the best. They brought such professionalism and coming together with our Atlanta Braves team. Yeah. Those guys love them. Everybody loved Ron Washington.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
This guy was just a pillar of everything that we are about. And so these guys have taken what he's taught them and they're still implementing that. That tells you that's when you leave an impact on a team that lead. Come on, somebody. I'm preaching it.
They call them footprints.
Footprints.
Yes, sir.
You better bring it, Malcolm.
Angels are currently 4-2, so, you know, it's not a bad start.
Say what?
The Angels are currently 4-2. It's not a bad start.
That's not a bad start.
Mike Trout is doing pretty well. Yeah. You know, Mike Trout is still – I'm surprised he's still with the team, to be quite honest with you, but, you know, it is what it is.
He could have left.
He could have left a long time.
He could have left. I just think he showed some loyalty there.
Yeah.
I mean, he got more money than he can ever spend.
Right. That's true.
I mean, so – you know, if you like the team, I say stay with them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it ain't always about that other crap.
Be unconventional. Yeah. I want to do something different.
There you go. Do something different. So, yeah, I'm talk about them Atlanta Braves. They come on tonight. I'm going home tomorrow. Look, I got my Ronald Acuña Jr. bobblehead, the bat flip one. Okay. And I got it off of Facebook Marketplace. And because I've been wanting that thing. That thing was $300 or $400, bro. When they first come out. So I got it for $35.
Hey.
And that's the price of a ticket. Right. Or actually it's lower than a ticket. So that dude said he had it. I said, I'm coming to get it right now. So he's just my favorite player, man. I love everything about this kid. He's 5'2", bro.
Yeah.
5'2". And I just love everything about him. When he bats, I stop what I'm doing.
Well, the energy that he brings night in and night out.
And Smoke, if you driving, if I'm listening to the Braves on the radio and Ronald Acuña come up the bat, I pull over and stop just so I can hear what he does. Mm. You know, it's just that's the way it is on me.
Yeah.
I got his jersey. Mm. I wear it proudly. Just a great. I like that kid, man. Yes, I like that kid.
Young too. It's like 25.
Oh my God! If he stays healthy, what he's gonna do in this league?
Yeah.
Oh, it's astonishing. Oh, I'm hyped.
I was watching this video about him, and from his little village. They've had like five NBA or not NBA, but MLB players come from. He's related to like three of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like this one little village. It's
yeah.
Just like
wow. In Venezuela.
He's got like this little brother that's 12. That's yeah. Supposed to be signed with like the Houston Astros.
Come or something on, somebody.
Like that is nuts. Kava, Mediterranean salad. Oh, he's eating. That's what.
Who eating?
I was asking Smoke about what he's eating tonight. He's having Kava or Sava, whatever it's called.
Yeah. Salah.
Sava.
What's that?
That's French for something.
Okay.
It means okay. Or it's that's not a direct Savabian, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, never mind. It's but yeah, I mean, why don't if we're gonna talk about teams that win a lot, why aren't we talking about the Rangers?
Nobody care about no damn Rangers. We in Atlanta, Georgia, bro. You know, who cares about the Rangers?
Didn't they win? Like the World Series?
Who cares?
That tells you how bad it is.
Yeah.
I didn't remember them winning until I saw a commercial.
Yeah. I mean, kudos to them, but we ain't talking about no Texas Rangers on the couch with that sports report. Hey,
you know, I was just putting it out there. You know, about teams, I thought we was talking about teams that don't get enough love for winning. And
yeah, but don't nobody care about no Texas Rangers.
Well, I guess I just spent my 2 cents.
Huh? Yeah, you did. Yeah. But don't nobody care. I mean, yeah, they won it. Did nobody see that coming? Did nobody see that coming, bro?
That was a taste review of the sourest grapes.
All right. Anyway, the game's on tonight. Get your baseball fix, guys. It's baseball season. I love it. If you've never been to a Major League Baseball game, go.
Yeah.
It's such a fun atmosphere. When you got a team like we got in Atlanta, it's so much fun. Just watching all the, not only the game, but all the other stuff that the
pageantry.
That goes on around it. I love baseball. I love the strategy, the thinking, trying to think along with a manager. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, people don't think about that. And, you know, when I was a kid, I used to wonder, you know, when we kids, Mac, when we played Little League ball, well, everybody up chattering, hey! Yeah. And the managers, yeah, come on. And I used to wonder, why don't the manager in baseball, I'm a kid now, how come he ain't all hype and trying to get his team around? He thinking about two or three batters, three or four pitches down the road. That's when I found out, and I said, oh, and, you know, because he's thinking about what he's got to do, you know. Yeah. And if you'll think about it, the baseball manager is like a one commissioner government, like we got in Bartow County. Mm-hmm. He makes all the decisions.
Yep.
And that baseball manager makes all the decisions in that game, good or bad.
Yeah.
So if you win, you're gonna get the credit. If you lose, they're gonna tear your drawers off. So that's you know, it's a thinking man's game.
There has been a suggestion that we do a live watch along with the Braves games.
A live what?
Watch along. So we're watching and commenting.
Yeah, that would be. We could probably make that happen.
Could we?
We could turn that TV on.
could we?
We could turn the TV on.
Okay, could we?
And then, I'm
just thinking about the time it takes for me to do these things and set all of it up. Is what I'm saying.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm sure that you won't let us down. Ain't that right, now?
Yes, sir.
I'm sure you Dex Duck.
Listen, let's leave the jokes to me first off. Let's put that out. It's in my contract. Let's put that out there.
We can always attempt. There you go.
We'll leave it at that.
Let's talk about these Atlanta Falcons on the way out. Raheem Morris started his they started off-field workouts this week. He had he met with the team. He talked about their mission statement. It's always exciting to see. Again, we've got to wait and see what actually happens. We have some good young talent. Malcolm, we get Kirk Cousins. I want your honest opinion on our Atlanta Falcons.
Well, defense. It's the defense that's going to drive. Every time Falcons have had a great season, the defense have driven the offense or the team to any kind of success that they've had.
Right.
Kirk Cousins is only going to be as valuable as many times as we can keep getting him the football.
Right, right. So, yeah, we've got to play complete.
Yeah.
You know, I agree. Dick, what you think?
I mean, right now, it's kind of all on Kirk Cousins. I think if there's anybody that can handle the pressure, it's him. Because for the longest time, it seems like, oh, the only thing they need is a quarterback. The only thing they need is a quarterback. Well, they got a quarterback, and they even traded Desmond Ridder for Rondale Moore.
Yeah, a wide receiver.
Yeah, for a wide receiver. So you got that many more weapons. I don't know, man. I'm feeling like it's go time. But they may miss that sweet, sweet Arthur Smith offense, though. So who knows?
Oh, God. That's all I can say is, oh, God. Oh, God. I you know what? I think they're going to be faster. He's going to demand physicality.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to demand that. So you go back out and you get Eddie Goldman again. This is his third time. Mm. He's a defensive tackle, big boy. He's played well, but he's retired on us twice. So everybody's wondering, is Eddie Goldman going to stay this time? Mm. So he must be pretty good if you're going to give him another shot.
A third
shot. So, we've got everything, I think, on the offensive side of the ball. We got everything we need.
Yeah.
Maybe one lineman, lineman and a half short have been totally dominant line. But on the defensive side of the ball, you got the draft coming up, Malcolm.
Mm-hmm.
You got two key pass rushers. You got Curse out of Florida State, and you got the boy out of Alabama. What's his name, Dick?
Man, I don't know no Alabama player.
I forget his name. Anyway, that's the one they're talking about. You got to get a pass rusher from somewhere. Whether you get it in the draft, you got to get a dominant pass rusher. That's a must in the NFL.
Especially this day.
You got to get a dominant. So I don't know what. Don't talk about no cornerbacks, because the cornerbacks are only as good as the pass rush.
Exactly.
And you got to get a pass rusher. I don't want to get no, quarterback hits. Bump that. Put him on his back.
Yeah.
I want him on his back.
Yeah.
Third and eight is third and eight. I want a sack.
Yes, sir.
And you got to get
that. Give me a strip sack.
Yeah. A strip, whatever. Just sack him.
Yeah.
Go for the status quo. If don't try to be tricky here. Let everybody know I'm going to get a pass rusher. Period.
Yeah.
Because that's what that got us in the position that we in. We're trying to trick people. You can't trick nobody if you ain't been winning.
And not at all.
So, good God almighty. I'm just, that, give me your thoughts, because I know you got some.
I think Kyle Pitts is going to have a hell of a year.
Yes.
I think Drake London's going to double that up.
Yes.
I think
Bijan.
I don't see him going down, to be quite honest with you. I don't see him having a bad year. I think if he shares the workload with Algiers, I think they're both going to be great. But it's, again, I said it all last year. You got to distribute that ball.
Man. Yes.
You can't send it to the same people.
Yeah, you got the weapons to distribute. And Tyler Algiers is such an underrated player. I've said it many times. You got to get him some touches. This boy is a bowling ball.
Yeah.
And people don't understand. You got to exploit the middle to get to the outside.
Yeah.
Come on, Dak. You got to exploit the middle to get to the outside.
That's
because
what
she if they're stopping you up the middle, they're going to stop you on the outside. Yeah. Am I right, Malcolm?
That's Absolutely. Also what she said. Yeah. We're talking about football. Yeah, my bad. It works. It still works.
Yeah.
Still works.
But anyway, let's just hope these Falcons have a good year. Malcolm, you got any predictions on what our schedule, what our record will be?
Honestly, I haven't checked out the Falcons record. I hope they can be above 500, to be honest with you.
I want to say, I think if we play the way we ought to.
Mm-hmm. And that's winning the game you're supposed to win.
Yeah, I think we could go 11-6.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say 10-6, 10-7.
Well, they play 17 games now.
Yeah, 10-7. Yeah, they shouldn't at least do that.
I'll take a 10-7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take a 10-7. So, we just got to, again, what we got to do, man? We got to win.
That's it. All costs.
You just got to win, period.
That's it.
We're tired of losing.
You make it sound so simple. Why didn't they think of that? They should plan for that.
Yeah. Arthur Blank needs to talk to me.
Yes.
And I will tell him and show him how we need to win. You got to have a total commitment. I don't need no gamblers. You know, I don't need no people trying to find the ladies of the night.
Right.
All of that stuff. You got to be committed to winning all the way from the hot dog vendor to the Coke vendor. The people that clean up the stadium, they got to be committed to winning. Yes, that means when you clean up them bathrooms, you got to have a commitment to clean that bathroom, to make that the best cleaning job you ever done.
Yes,
all the way down, the executives, you got to be at the top of your game.
I feel like when you had that bathroom reference, you were specifically talking about the O-line.
Okay, whatever you say. But you got to have a commitment to winning in all phases. The people that park the cars, they got to have a commitment to parking the car. Got to be a total winning organization across the board, man.
I put it to you this way, an analogy that my father told to me as a young kid, I might have been between 8 and 10 years old. If I'm taking out the trash, I'm going to take out the trash better than anybody
in the room.
We're going to fight over taking out the trash.
That's right.
That's how good I'm going to be.
That's another analogy. Dr. King said, if you're going to be a floor sweeper, you be the best floor sweeper there is. And it all goes all the way back to that. Whatever you do, you try to be the very best at it.
Yeah.
And that's what the Atlanta Falcons must do. That's what the Atlanta Hawks must do.
Right.
That's what the Atlanta United must do.
Are they still going to have like a breezy schedule as far as like the South is concerned? Because
I think it's a little tougher this year than it was last year.
But look at how poorly they did last year.
Yeah.
You know?
But I mean, hey, you know, and what did Ric Flair say? In order to be the man, you gotta beat the man. So that's one thing I've never worried about when I was coaching. Who we playing?
Right.
I ain't never worried about the people say, who y'all playing? I don't know. That's what I say. Right. I don't know. Right. I'm gonna show up and we're gonna do our best to beat them.
Yeah.
Hey, so Smoke made the suggestion that we do a live during the Braves Pirates game on the 24th.
Tell Smoke that'll be great if he'll send us some sponsorship money.
Send me that butter chicken that you and non bread that you promised me, and we'll call it even. So.
All right, let's go to parting shots.
Parting shots,
Mr. Malcolm, what you got for me?
I'm looking forward to some basketball tonight.
Okay. All right, Malcolm, looking forward to basketball. Dick, what you got?
I think with the MLS, I think this year it's going to be way less about Messi and way more about Luis, what's his name? I don't know. It's so funny because I usually have his name like on top of Inter.
Well, that's okay.
Suarez.
Okay.
Luis Suarez, okay. The biter. He's starting his season off hellified. I don't know if he just has like this renewed vigor, you know, but it's like an adult playing against kids right now. He unplugged the controller on his little brother.
Oh, so, great.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I got.
And my parting shot is Atlanta United, Jacamacas. What's his name?
Jacamacas
is playing great.
Yeah, he's so young, dude. He's so young.
He is playing great. Atlanta United wins the other night. I think it was 3-0.
Yeah.
And I just love that atmosphere. Deck, you promised you were going to take me to the game. I'm still waiting.
Yeah, man. As soon as you hand me over your credit card, I'll take you wherever you want, bro.
All right, guys. We want to thank Mr. Malcolm Cooley again for sitting in the Encyclopedia of Sports. I want to thank Dex on the ones and the twos. And we want to tell you to get out, watch your teams play, have a great time, and enjoy this wonderful weekend. All right? We will see you next week.
Have a good night, guys.